How are you today, Pat?
I'm great, Lisa. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. Fall has certainly arrived.
Yeah, it's nice. We got college football. We got all kinds of good stuff going on. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I don't have a costume this year, which means I'll have to go in my bins and find something. Are you telling me you have a costume?
Yeah, I'm going to be Kevin Powell.
He's not even here today to react because he's at Hallis Hall on Wednesdays. Oh, my God, that would be so funny. Tell me about this this extension of the judge's block on deploying National Guard in Chicago.
Well, it's up in front of the Supreme Court right now. These kind of, they call them interlocutory appeals. They can get to the Supreme Court quickly. So the Supreme Court could rule, you know, soon, today, on whether or not the judge's ruling was correct. That being said, there's a parallel track, too, that the judge here, the district court judge, said, okay, we've got to have a hearing on the merits on this, so they're moving forward their briefing schedule. So we could get a ruling from Supreme Court down fairly quickly, which would be interesting because maybe, you know, they rule that the president was correct and the troops can come in and the troops can come back in, but I have a feeling they might rule that way.
And, of course, that overrides U.S. District Judge's April Perry's temporary restraining order, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you think that they'll rule in the administration's favor, which means the National Guard troops who are already stationed around our state, in our state, will be put into action?
I think that the president has that authority. Now, this gets kind of nuanced on the procedural posture of it. But if you just read the statute, the president has the authority when there's an insurrection or he has to enforce federal law to call in the troops. But Trump's taking the position, the Trump administration, that he has that authority outright and it can't be questioned. Now, the other side of that argument, Kwame Raoul's argument, our attorney general, is, well, there has to be at least a factual basis for it, being that there has to be an actual insurrection or there has to be a situation where federal laws aren't being enforced. Now, common sense tells me that that seems to be the way the court would go, but this court's pretty conservative and have been surprisingly positive ruling in the administration, Trump administration's favor.
And obviously there hasn't been an insurrection, or has there been an insurrection in Illinois?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to know where you stood on that because I don't see it happening.
The marathon was going on. I don't think there was an insurrection. But and Judge Perry issued a very lengthy and very fact-based ruling where she said that. And that seems to me like, well, this is not happening, then the president can't do it. But the president and even the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals kind of said in another related case, or similar case, that, you know, that it's not for us to question his factual determination, which doesn't make much sense to me. But again, the court's been pretty good at ruling in his favor.
Yeah. Facts do matter. I hope that those will be taken into consideration. Okay. Talk to me about who's running for the governor of Illinois on the Republican side.
Oh, a whole bunch of people. So remember, Darren Bailey's running. Remember, he ran last time.
Absolutely.
He's running. And then we have Sheriff Mentrick from DuPage County. He was the first to kind of announce he's been running since, you know, July or August. Then we have Ted Dabrowski, former Illinois Policy Institute, who's founder of Wire Points, kind of a conservative think tank type of organization. And then we have a new candidate coming in. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. Rush Gaming.
Yeah, Rick Heidner.
I'm sorry, Rick Heidner. I actually know Rick. But the petitions, Rick just got in, or just announced he's getting in, or just started circulating petitions. And you have to file about 10,000 petitions to get on the ballot. You need 5,000, but 10,000 so you don't get knocked off. So it'll be interesting to see if he can get that done in the next couple of weeks, because they have to be filed, I think, early November.
And it seems to always come down to money. So who do you think the Republicans are going to put their money behind when it comes to this race?
Well, I agree and I kind of disagree. Heidner's got a lot of money, and from what I hear, he's planning on putting in a lot of money. Dabrowski has some of the backing of Dick Uihlein, who historically has given millions to candidates, but we haven't seen that so far. Sheriff Mentrick doesn't have a lot of money, nor do I think Darren Bailey has a lot of money. But if you're just doing an analysis, I think fair and objective on this thing, Darren Bailey's going to be tough to beat. I mean, the base of the party—that's all that votes in the primary. right?
And they know him. Yeah, I mean, you
know him.
Yeah, right. They certainly got to know him the last go around. So he's the only one with real name recognition.
Yes, and in Darren, his policy positions are what the Republican Party, whether you like it or don't like it, that's where the party is, and these primaries are party contests. So I've seen some polls that have him up 45 points, but that, you know, that can change quickly too. So I would guess that right now they're the front runners.
All right. It'll be interesting, as it always is in this state, when it comes to electing a new governor. And of course, JB will be putting in his own money again.
I would assume so. He's going to be, whoever the Republicans put up, it's going to be an uphill climb. He's going to run for his third term. He's got to spend a lot of money, put together a great organization, to his credit. I mean, he has a really effective and comprehensive political machine in the state that can turn vote out. And it's tough for Republicans. Republicans really turn out in the general election when Donald Trump's running. We saw that last time. Republicans will turn out to vote for Trump, but it's a little harder to get them out, even in a general election year where there's a governor's race. They just don't vote as heavily as they do when there's a presidential race. But you know, it's a long shot for any Republican to beat Governor Pritzker, I would say.
Yeah, I would bet. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week. We'll check in next Wednesday.
Great. Thanks, Lisa. See you.
That's Pat Brady, former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party, former federal and state prosecutor.